We'll wrap up our weekly how-to in just a moment. Let's take care of Andrew and Steve real quick, who've called in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Andrew, good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I had a couple of trees in my backyard that were lifting my cinder block wall. I've since had the trees removed and the stumps ground and used a lot of herbicide to try and kill off the roots. But I still have these walls now that have lifted. Part of them have lifted and part of them have stayed where they were. So I've got horizontal gaps in between my cinder blocks. I can see through the wall into my neighbor's backyard. How could I, short of tearing down the wall and building a new one, go about trying to repair this? Hello?
I don't think you're going to like my answer. I don't think there's an economic way to solve that other than rebuilding that portion of the wall. There are foundation companies that have incredible stabilizing technologies and things that would just blow your mind. And but we're dealing with a heave here that came from a root that really, unless we dig down and I don't know of a feasible way to basically push that root back down deeper into the dirt. I really think that portion of the wall is just going to have to be rebuilt. If it's colored block, we're going to have some problems with matching, or we're just going to paint it on the backside. If it's unpainted, there will be some fading, so you'll tell that there's a different layer of block. But a good mason from that root point where it's under the wall can take those blocks down in that section, build a new flat base, and add those bricks back up. Like I said, you'll be able to tell that it's a repair, but that's infinitely going to be a lot more affordable than trying to do any type of structural work on just a block wall. There's not enough, if this was a house that had a roof and windows and was part of the living structure, that's an investment we got to replace. I mean, an 8/8/16 block is a couple bucks. And to take off the old ones, put a new foundation in and stack them back is going to be a lot more affordable than any other type of work we could do. Let's see how we can help Steve real quick before we wrap up our open line hour. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hello, thank you. Good morning. Quick question. My lawn, it's a fairly good-sized Bermuda lawn, and there are some low spots. And when I mow it, I chop off the tops. There's a couple lower spots. So I'm wondering how I can level that out. I seem to recall my dad just throwing a thick layer of sand.
That's pretty much what I do.
Yeah?
That's it. Find your low spots. You want to get a long, straight screed. You can use a straight 2x4. And once you've got your sand down and you've leveled it with a big farmer's rake, take that whatever you're using for a level screed and just drag it across the top, and that'll flatten it out. Now is a great time to do that because we're going into our growing season for Bermuda, and you obviously don't want to do that on top of an active growing Bermuda while it's still dormant. And Steve, if you contact a specialist in the landscape supply world, like you're in 520. What part of the state are you in, Steve?
North of Tucson.
Let's see, Marvell. No, that would be. I don't know if that Tucson location, but if you call a landscape supply, a lot of them make a specialty blend of this that has both sand and some organic matter for lawn leveling that would be a little bit better than just a straight sand application. But even then, if we're talking a couple square feet, just straight sand is going to be fine. If you're doing a bigger area, I would probably look at something more specialized for lawn leveling because a small square feet, that Bermuda grass can grow over pretty quick. If you're doing 20, 30, 40 square feet, that's a pretty big area. We have First Impression Ironworks that will be joining us here at Rosie on the House in the 10 o'clock hour. Security screen doors are something that's in your future. Now's a great time to get an education about what to look for when it's time to make that investment for your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's Rosie on the House. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.